First of all, many congratulations, Jim. First year of management, national title take home. That is a good sound about it.
That's great, Charlie. Absolutely delighted. You know, I'm delighted for, I suppose, all the supporters that made the journey today, and I suppose very, very happy for the players. Like, you know, they have worked very hard since, you know, that we've brought them together, and, you know, they've been very committed to the jersey and committed to the county, and can only say good things about them, Charlie. You know, and I'm just delighted now that for a lot of them, you know, particularly the younger lads and stuff, you know, they get the chance to play in Croke Park and pick up a medal, you know, and you know, it's definitely a big positive.
They did it the hard way because first half was a bit disappointing, a 3-point lead. Great start to the second half. After 5 minutes of the second half, it looked as if it was over. Then suddenly started to go wrong with the send-off of Adrian Hanlon.
I mean, the send-off definitely had a big impact on us, you know, and I suppose it is a very big pitch and you have to play in it to experience it, you know, and fatigue levels definitely do hit in quicker in Croke Park. And I suppose with the players that were out injured as well, it meant our, you know, we weren't as strong maybe on the bench as we would have been in other games and stuff like that. So there was a lot of factors going on there, and I suppose then, you know, Laois are a running team, and when you're down to 14 men and you've got a man on the overlap all the time, which is their natural game, it's going to be very, very hard to defend it. So the most encouraging thing of all, Charlie, would have been the fact that when, you know, it was down to a point and maybe 2 points, that it looked like we were going to be either a draw match or a defeat for us at that stage, that the boys themselves on the field of play found a way to come up the pitch and kick a few scores, and Colm and Rory Cadman, and these men really, really just, I suppose, showed their leadership qualities and got us over the line, you know, and it was just fantastic.
Yeah, Ryan Bradley won a big free when they got it back to a point, which put you 2 points ahead, and then you went out to four. They were always chasing the game then again, and the boys had something to hold on to after that 5 minute period.
That's right, and you know, I suppose there was a ball under the edge of the square as well, and Ryan Bradley in the edge square was a very, very important play for us, you know. But, you know, we had a look at Kevin Rafferty today again for the first time and Donegal jersey in a number of years, and that was positive, you know. And I suppose if we can get some of the lads that are out injured for a long time now that are starting to get close, you know, then, you know, we'll try and build the squad again and move forward from there, Charlie. But it's definitely very encouraging, you know, and I'm very happy for the lads tonight, and makes the journey home a lot shorter, and we look forward now, I suppose, with a full focus on the championship.
We spoke in Celtic Park after the 8-point comeback against Sligo. This seemed a long way away from that at that particular stage. And you said to me the only date that really mattered was the 15th of May. Even at that time, you were focusing on the 3 weeks away, and that's coming up down the track very quickly now, Jim.
It definitely is, and I suppose that's the key date for us, Charlie. You know, we've been beat last year in the championship, and we've been beat before in the championship, both at home. We do not want to make that 3 in a row, you know, that's just the bottom line. You know, we have to, I suppose, recharge and recover the lads now in the next couple of days, and then after that, then, like, it'll be, I suppose, up a few levels from our perspective in the relation to our preparation and our fitness and our training, and the Ulster Championship then will kick in, and I suppose we have to try and get the lads to a position where they're going to be ready for that as much as possible, and that's going to be the primary focus now.
Yeah. And finally, Jim, expectations will soar through the roof in Donegal, as they always do when we get a sighter of a team that's doing well. So there'll be a big expectation now in the championship that Donegal can repeat the sort of form we saw here, but it's a different challenge ahead.
Well, I mean, the expectations are only, I suppose, you know, their opinions, and everybody's entitled to their opinion. You know, I suppose there was a very low expectation before the league kicked in, and people were going to be Division 3 and stuff, you know, and you know, that didn't materialise. And I suppose the thing for the boys is that there's certain things that we're working on, and there's certain things that are important to us, and we have to focus on them, and we have to try and improve them every day we go out. And I think if you do that and you're focused on what you're supposed to be focused on, then I think that, you know, you've put yourself in a good position to perform and be competitive, and that's the only thing we want to do. Every day we go out onto the pitch, we want to try and perform in relation to what we're working on and be competitive. And if you're competitive, it gives you a good chance of winning, and it doesn't guarantee you one, but it gives you a good chance of winning, and that won't change, Charlie. So regardless if we, you know, continue to move forward and whatever happens in the future, you know, that will be the way we'll be approaching things, and I think that's I suppose the safest and simplest way to approach, you know, our preparation for the Ulster Championship.
Okay, well done today, Jim, and congratulations.